Romo Report.
Weather report on weather. Nate Romo is standing by in the offices of meteorology and also weather. And he's going to bring us up to date on the current situation in weather and the long-range forecast. Come in, Gates, if you're there.
You're out there. Let me just roll capsize here. We're going to have a big roll here.
Gates.
Nuts.
No, you're on the air.
Last 50 cents, guys. Last 50 cents.
Did we catch you off guard there a bit?
Hello.
You're on the air.
Yes, we're on the air again. It's great to be on the radio with you in the morning here, Peter, once again. Well, Peter, here we are out at the good old weather office having a wonderful time with the rest of the guys. Hello, Fred. Fred, how are you over there?
Got good lots of office supplies there. The last time you complained, there weren't enough pencils and couldn't find any paper and you had to get a requisition and... You missed the forecast for 7 days.
Yes, well, we've got all the pencils and all that, and we've got the... Answer that phone. Okay,
$2 on Lady Bird. Okay, write her down on the big board right up here. $2 Lady Bird.
Wait,
all right,
wait a minute. Okay. Isn't that the weather? You're supposed to be writing weather stuff down
That's
on the big board.
That's what we are. We are. Okay, fantastic, Pete. Okay.
Well,
here it is coming in on the ticker tape.
What does it say?
Little Alan the Third. Oh, nuts. We lost that one, boys. Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Boy, it sounds very depressed now. They've stopped working for a minute there.
Yes. Okay. Here we go. Everybody all set? All right. Okay. Time to work. Okay. Great to hear that.
Okay. Well, now, the Farmer's Almanac.
Take a number from 1 to 10, Pete.
5.
Oh, gee, we thought you'd say 3. Close again. Okay. Write that down. Okay. Stamp it out.
Please. I'd like to get some sort of long-range weather forecast.
No problem.
Can you give us any indication of what kind of weather we may have for the weekend?
Well, what do you think it'll be, Pete?
Well, I've been looking for a nice, sunny, early fall weekend.
5-1 odds.
Five to one odds.
We'll give you 5-1 sunny weekend. Okay, we'll write you down for that, okay? Anybody want to give us a call, we'll write it down, put it in the big drum, and we'll see what happens.
How do you determine the weather? What sort of scientific equipment do you use to predict the weather out there at the weather office? Now, everybody's out there. What, are they going on strike or something? Or has that track just run out?
We've got to look like we're working in the weather office, guys.
Please, pick it up, man.
Okay.
What do we use? Well, we use very scientific instruments, Pete. Like, as a matter of fact, we use a big wheel.
A big wheel?
A big wheel.
Well, what's on this wheel?
We got some crowns, anchors.
Wait a minute. Just a minute.
Okay, spin the big wheel around here. Sunny. 3 crowns. Sunny and 3 crowns. Okay, paying out $15 for 25 cents. Oh, we're going to lose our shirts on this one.
So, Sunny, anything else? Can you give us any kind of temperature prediction?
What do you want?
Sounds like a change machine in the background.
Well, how warm do you want it, Pete?
I'd like a nice, pleasant 70 degrees would be
all right. Okay, we're picking a 70 here. Let's see if a 70 comes up.
All right, going to spin the wheel again?
Yeah.
Well, what kind of...
63, you lose. Sorry.
63, I'm sorry. Well, thanks.
Hello.
For the predictions of the weather.
At Greenwood? Sure. Okay, we'll take it out. Thank you.
Geets is just back from the annual Rock Awards, and a lot of excitement down there. If you watched the TMZ last night, you saw the celebration, the award winners, and first of all, any problems getting to those Rock Awards? We have a limited budget, Geets.
Yeah, I know. Gee, Pete, they had money to carry the bags, my bags on the bus, right?
Yes,
but I had to run along beside the bus.
Oh, there's just room for the bags?
Yeah, just room for the bags. So, so I wouldn't, well, no matter what I did, I took my belt and I hooked it around the tail bumper of the bus and I ran along behind.
Yes, I know. The sneakers are really worn right down there to the ankles.
That's right. Do you think the station will replace them?
Well, we'll check with the budget and see if we can't get sneakers. We can probably get some T-shirts made into sneakers for you.
That's right. Yeah, we still have a few of those T-shirts left.
They won't fit anybody. That's true.
Yeah.
Well, a lot
wrap them around my feet for the winter.
I know you like to mingle
cheap.
With some of the big stars.
Yes,
and certainly rock has an influence, I guess, on every walk of life today. And you were there to see and hear the awards. Any unusual rock that you would draw your attention to at this time of the morning?
Yes, they had one rock group, a whole group there at the Rock Awards from the Grand Canyon.
From the Grand Canyon.
Yes. And
what kind of rocks were they?
There were metamorphous kind of rocks,
right,
and then they had some slate, and they had some shingle kind of rocks, and then there was a big piece of granite.
A lot of people stood around applauding.
That's
and,
right, yeah, it was a fantastic
a special
rock.
Awards.
And then there was whitewash rock. Which was really fantastic, yeah. Peter. I stood there and I watched with awe as they rolled that rock out.
Pet rocks, are they still in fashion?
Yes, they are.
I know that there's a certain burial area in the U.S. Exclusively reserved for pet rocks. You can bury your pet rocks.
That's right, yes. A lot of people brought their pet rocks, but they're not allowed to take them into the theater with them, so they put them out in the pet rock kennel.
I see.
And, that was really nice because they had paper for them to go on and everything.
That's
it was
terrific.
Fantastic.
Well, one of the reasons you probably couldn't get on the bus to
and
get
a petrified
back,
tree to go against.
The bags, of course, contained some of the rocks. You brought back a few samples.
Yeah, I did.
Now, this one you call the, what is this? Ferrofaucet cement.
Yeah, the ferrofaucet cement rock.
New kind of
fantastic rock.
And you can make all kinds of things with this, I guess.
Yeah.
Very heavy.
See, and that's a very expensive rock, too, but it's fading fast.
It is fading.
Yeah.
How heavy would you say this rock is? I mean, this is really heavy.
That's about a 40-pound rock, See. And, bringing back just one rock at 40 pounds, that's why the bus didn't want to carry me.
Any other gems that were notable in terms of rocks during the Rock Awards?
Yeah, this here is a rock that was thrown at President... Ford.
President Ford.
Yeah.
Oh, that rock is really damaged there, isn't it?
Yeah, it bounced off his head.
And so this is really a collector's item.
Right.
This will go in the Hall of Fame Rock Awards. Was anybody else nominated for the Hall of Fame? I know there's a Kate Smith lookalike rock.
There's right. And there's also, it was brought into the Rock of Fames, was the Elvis Presley rock.
Right.
You know.
And anything else that you think we should know about in the coming years to look for in terms of rock?
Yes. The Pebbles.
The Pebbles.
That's going to be a big up-and-coming rock group.